3.43.
Welcome back to Breakfast. And now's the time when we talk about what was on TV last night with our TV critic, Ryan. We're going to start with Service, Michelle Roux's series, which had its final episode last night. Ryan, you watched the whole series, didn't you?
Yes, I did. For those of you that haven't watched it, Service took 8 young people with no real background in service or restaurant work and tried to convert them into great waiters, capable of working in a top restaurant in the UK or indeed anywhere in the world.
Tell us a bit about what they were like at the beginning.
Well, in the first episode, after just a few hours of training, the group had to manage the dinner service at a pizza restaurant, and almost everything went wrong. Customers waited ages for their food, then got the wrong orders, and the team all fought with each other. One of the trainees, Nikita, started to cry, and Ashley, well, when the pressure got too much, he simply disappeared and left the others to it.
But by the end, I'm assuming they'd all improved enormously.
Yes. In later episodes, the trainees gained massively in confidence, mainly thanks to Michelle Roux's encouragement and his positive attitude, and also his great colleagues who helped to train them. They served in all sorts of different settings, including an elegant Paris restaurant, the first trip to France for most of them, and a 5-star hotel. They learned to handle really demanding situations. For example, by the end, Brooke was able to cook crepe Suzette's at the table for her customers. That's crepes flambéed with orange juice and alcohol. That was a moment which really boosted her confidence.
So, tell us about last night's final episode.
Right. In the final episode, Chef Michel let the trainees handle the dinner service at his own Michelin-starred restaurant, Le Gavroche. He admitted that he was quite terrified, but in the end, in his own words, they did superbly well.
And the big question last night, of course, was who were the two winners?
The two winners were Danielle, the former hairdresser, who won a scholarship to become a wine waiter, and Ashley, the young man who used to be in trouble with the law, who won the scholarship in service and waiting. But in addition, Michelle Roux was so impressed with the trainee's progress that he decided to award one extra scholarship, and that went to the former salesperson James, the oldest of the group at 24.
It's an inspiring story, and we wish them all the best.
And it made great television. Next, I'm going to talk about a new sitcom that was written by the same...